Ruby Redfort, Look Into My Eyes. Written by Lauren Child. Read by Rachel Sterling.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
If the eyes truly are the window to the soul, then some people would be wise to install blinds. Anya Pomplamoose, from her book, The Puzzles That Lie Within. There was a girl called Ruby. It was a crisp October day in Cedarwood Drive, and a 2-year-old girl was standing on a high stool in front of a huge picture window. She was watching the leaves fall, studying the patterns they made as they whirled their way through the air. Her eyes followed them until her gaze was caught by a single yellow leaf, almost exactly the shape of a hand. She watched as it swooped down into the yard and then sailed up high over the fence and across the street. She watched as it danced up and down in the breeze and then slapped flat onto the windshield of a passing truck. The truck pulled up in front of old Mr. Pinkerton's gray clapboard house. The driver climbed out, walked up the path, and knocked on the door. Mr. Pinkerton stepped out onto the porch, and the driver produced a map. The two men struck up a conversation. Exactly 1 minute later, an elegant woman turned the corner, carrying a large green picnic basket. With a glance to the house and the slightest nod from the driver, the woman slipped out of her...